Today's Masechta Makos Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Yud Amud Beis, the last words of the Amud Amar Rab Chama B'Chanina B'Neiman Nemra Parshas Roitzchin. Why is the Parsha of Ari Miklat, which we are so extensively discussing, mentioned in Sefer Yeshua B'Loshen Azam? I saw two Pshatim in the Mefarshim. What does the Gemara mean when it says it was said B'Loshen Azam? One is that typically the Parshias in Sefer Yeshua begin with the word V'yomer. V'yomer, of course, we know is a much milder description. The parasha of Ari Miklat begins with the word V'yedaber. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw is that the Torah, the pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, keeps on mentioning the halacha of parashas Ari Miklat no less than three times. It says the Mar D'Ksiv, the pasuk says, V'idaba Hashem Yeshua Leim B'dav Bnei Yisrael Leimah T'nu Lachem As Ori HaMiklat Asher Dibarti Aleichem. The Torah uses the word V'idaba three times. Bnei Shein Shal Torah. Because since HaKadosh Baruch over here was telling Yeshua what to do based on what it says in the Sefer Torah, the Parshas Ori Miklat, of course, as we have been learning, is mentioned in the Torah. So since it's mentioned in the Torah, in the Chumash, that's why the Yeshua mentions it with such a strong wording, the word V'yedaber. Ask the Gemara, the Memra, does that mean the Kol Dibur, that whatever the Torah uses the word Dibur, it means Lashon Kasha, it means to express itself in a strong fashion? It says the Gemara, in. Yes, K'mai K'diksiv, as we find the Pasuk says, that Dibur Ishi Tanu, when the brothers reported to Yaakov Avinu the discussion that they had with Yosef, and he said, Dibur Ishitanu, Yosef, he hadn't revealed himself at that point, spoke to us in a very strong fashion. For Tanya, but ask the Gemara, I'll show you how the word Dibur is not used in a strong fashion. Nibru in the pasuk says, "Admiri as nidbru yireh Hashem ishreyu nidbru ein nidbru el lashon achas." And the Gemara says that over there, when the Torah uses the word nidbru, it means that they spoke in a soft fashion. So why are we saying over here that it means a strong fashion? The Keno Aimer, and then the Gemara brings another pasuk where we find that the word nidbru is used in a mild fashion. Yidaber amem tachtenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause that all the nations of the world will be subdued under us. So don't we see that it's used in a easy fashion? Answers the Gemara, Dibur l'chud and Yidaber l'chud. The word Dibur means in a strong fashion. But when the Torah uses the word V'yidaber, it means in a strong fashion. Simani Rambam and Machmir and Vesifri. Pligaba says the Gemara, again, going back to the question that we began today's shiur with. The question being, why is the parasha of Ari Miklat mentioned in Yeshua in such a strong fashion? Simani Rabbanan Machmir and Vesifri says the Gemara, Pligaba, this is actually the subject of a machlokes Yehuda Rabbanan. One is Chad Amar, Nei Sheshihem. When Yeshua entered Eretz Yisrael, he delayed in identifying the Ari Miklat until HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him that go find the Ari Miklat. And therefore, it said in such a strong fashion, V'chan Amar, and the other reason is Mabnei Shein Shal Torah, to show that this is a mitzvah deraisa. So to show that it's a mitzvah deraisa, that's why it was said. That's why it was said in such a strong fashion. And even though there are many mitzvahs in the Torah that are mentioned v'yomer, even though there are mitzvahs in the Torah, but here it's different. Because when there's a mitzvah in the Torah, explains the mashal. So sometimes the Torah uses the word v'yomer, sometimes the Torah uses v'yidaber. But say for Yeshua, which is not the sefer that was there to record the mitzvahs, when we do finally have a mitzvah that is recorded in Sefer Yeshua, it's said in a strong fashion. The pasuk says, "V'yichtav Yeshua sadvarim eilu b'sefer Torah Elokim." The pasuk, however, doesn't identify what was what Yeshua wrote. So says the Gemara, "Pligba Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya." It's a subject of Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya. Chanaimer Shmaya Pesukim. The last eight pesukim of the Chumash, which were written after the Petira, after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, from the pasuk of Yomisham Avod Hashem until the end of the Torah, were written by Yeshua. The Chanaimer and the other mandam says that this parsha of Ari Miklat are found in Sefer Yeshua, and that was recorded in Sefer Yeshua, even though it's Midaraisa. Says Marabishlam Mandam Shmoneh Pesukim, according to Mandam, that is the last eight Pesukim of the Chumash, that's what's being referred to here. Hanediksiv, the Sefer Taras Elokim. So the words of Sefer Kim even though the Sefer Taras Elokim is typically written by Moshe Rabbeinu, here was written by Yeshua. Ela Mandam, that's Ari Miklat, that we're referring here to the Parsha Ari Miklat, my Sefer Taras Elokim. It wasn't written in Sefer Taras Elokim. It was written in Sefer Yeshua. And it says, the Gemara Hachkamer. This is what the Bryce, this is what it was meant to say. V'yichta Moshe b'Sefer, Yeshua recorded in his Sefer, in Sefer Yeshua, as Adverim Ha'elum, these halachas, the halachas of the Ari Miklat, haksuvim b'Sefer Taras Elokim, that are mentioned already that in the Sefer Elokim. So again, the question is, what is the pasuk telling us that is a chiddush? So I saw the Aruch HaNer answers that if we look in Sefer Yeshua, when the pasuk mentions the halachas of the Ari Miklat, it looks like there are new halachas being recorded here. And we know that the halacha is the Ein HaNavi Rishoy L'Chadish Dover. A Navi cannot compose any new mitzvah like Kosev B'Torah. So what it was saying here is that everything that Yeshua wrote about the halachas of the Ari Miklat were really as if they were written already in the Chumash. There's nothing new. Says the Sugmar brings further. Sefer Shetofer B'Pishtim. If to bind together, to sew together the ureas of the Sefer Torah, they used linen thread. Says the Gemara, "Pligi B'Lei Rabbi Yehuda B'Rameya." It's the subject of Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda B'Rameya. Chanam Kosher. One man says that Sefer Torah is kosher. The Chanamer and one man says that Sefer Torah is posel. The man posel, the opinion that holds that Sefer Torah is posel, the Ksiv, the pasuk says by Tefillin, "V'hoi l'chayis ayotcha tevtofes zikaron b'enecha l'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha v'iskish and kol haTorah kula tefillin." Anything that's written, we learn from the way tefillin are written. And mat tefillin, just like by tefillin, there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai l'tofer begidin. We have to use the gidin, the sinews of an animal. So from here we learn af kol any kisvei kodesh, the way they have to be written is yesh l'tofron begidin. They have to be tied. They have to be sewn together with gidin vidach. And the other man d'amar that just said that we can use pishton. What is he going to do with this hekesh? Ki eskesh l'motu b'picha. That the Torah is teaching us that the only type of object, the only thing that can be used to sew it together, is something that we could put in our mouth. And therefore, anything that comes from a non-kosher animal would not be allowed to be used. But all the other halachas, that because the Torah uses the word beficha, and we learn from the memnamut beficha. But for all the other halachas, la'iskish, it's not connected, and therefore, it's not, we don't have that halacha that they have to specifically be used, would be tied with the gidin of animals. Amar Rav, and Rav reports, Chazinu lo tefillin de bei chavivi, I saw the tefillin of my uncle, Rab Chia, the tafri bekitna, that they were sewn together with cotton, but he says, the Gemara of Les Hilchasei, Kavasei, the halacha is not like that. So the Mepharshim asked, Aruch HaNer discusses, if we just learned that there is a hekesh connecting the halacha of tefillin to the halacha of all the halacha by Sefer Torah to tefillin, why indeed would the halacha be that you could use the pishtan? So he answers that when there's a hekesh between tefillin and Sefer Torah, That's only regarding something which the Torah says explicitly is the halacha beit tefillin. So once the Torah says that that is the halacha beit tefillin, then we have a hekesh between the Sefer Torah and tefillin, that whatever is the halacha beit tefillin will also be the halacha, whatever is the halacha beit tefillin will also be halacha beit Sefer Torah. But this halacha that we use gidin to sew together the Sefer Torah is not explicitly in the Torah. It's only taught through halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Since it's only taught through halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the hekesh doesn't apply. Says the Mishnah, Echad HaMashuach. We know that how is a Kohen Gadol appointed to be a Kohen Gadol? He's anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Echad HaMashuach b'Shemen HaMishcha. We know, as we're going to be discussing, that when does the person who ran to the Ari Miklat able to leave the Ari Miklat? He's able to leave Dar Miklat when he passes away, when the Kohen Gadol passes away. So now we're going to begin a discussion, which Kohen Gadol are we speaking about? So the Mishnah says, both HaMashuach b'Shem HaMishcha, v'echad HaMerubah b'Gadim, at different points in our history, when Yeshua, as the Yeshua, put away, hid the Shem HaMishcha, as the Gemara Masech Tahari Staf Yud Beis Amin Aleph teaches us. So at that point, the way a Kohen Gadol was appointed to his position was by wearing the Shemayna b'Gadim, the special b'Gadim that the Kohen Gadol wears. V'echad Shavim Mishichasai. If something happens to the Kohen Gadol and they have to appoint a substitute, and then the first Kohen Gadol comes back to his position, the substitute is called a Meshuach Shover. And the Mishnah is teaching us that any of these individuals, Machzir and Ritzeach, have the ability that upon their death, the Ritzeach that ran to the Ari Miklat is freed. Yudaimer, Af HaMashuach B'Machama. There was a Kohen Gadol there was a Kohen who was appointed as they went out to war to announce different announcements and lead them in battle. He too is considered the equivalent of a Kohen Gadol, the Machzir Eser Ritzeach. There's a discussion amongst the Rishonim that the Mishnah is teaching us, certainly according to everybody, that both a Meshuach Mechama, both a Kohen Meshuach and a Kohen Merubah Begadim are Kohanim Gedolim, that their death causes that this person should leave. The question is, how could you have all three of them at the same time? If it's already after they put away the oil, then we'll only have Merubah Begadim. If it's before that time, then we'll only have a Kohen Meshem and a Mushka. So how would we have all three of them at the same time? So one pshat the Rishonim suggest is that there was a point when the Kohen Meshuach, the Kohen that was anointed, was still around, but the next Kohen was only Merubah Begadim. Another pshat that I saw they suggest is a Kohen that's Merubah Begadim, the Kohen that's only appointed in the substitute position, the Kohen that's appointed in the substitute position, even in the time when there was Shem and HaMishcha available, was never given the Shem and HaMishcha. He was, because it was a temporary appointment, and since it was a temporary appointment, they were only made Kohanim Gedolim by Merubah Begadim, not through the Shem and HaMishcha. Says the Mishnah, L'fikach, im asein shekohanim, the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim were concerned about their sons, and they knew that the people who had run to the Ari Miklat were anxious to see their sons pass away. So the mothers of the Kohanim, Mesapkos Lahem, Mechiyom V'Schus, would make it comfortable. They would give food and clothing to these individuals who ran to the Ari Miklat, that they shouldn't die, they shouldn't pass away. Of course, the Mefarshim ask, why was it the mothers, not the wives? So one pshat is that it was the Kohen Gadol himself or his wife, that would be extremely embarrassing. It would be very embarrassing and not appropriate to the honor of the Kohen Gadol that they are davening that they should live because these people should, because they shouldn't die. And that's why it's not appropriate for them. Another pshat that I saw, as we're going to learn, why is it that the Kohen Gadol's death, why is this all connected to the Kohen Gadol's death? And the answer, as we're going to see, is because the Kohen Gadol should have davened that this should never happen. So since he should have davened that this should never happen, he's too connected to this. And therefore, it was his mother. Another pshat that I saw is that there were people that actually ran deliberately to the Ari Miklat because they had a free life there. But if they run to the Ari Miklat, as long as the Kohen Gadol is alive, they'll be able to eat by the Kohen Gadol, even though they're not murderers, they'll say that they are. But if it's the mother, what would happen if the mother dies? They're going to lose their support, but the Kohen Gadol is still alive. So that's why, says the Aruch HaMer, it was done to avoid people taking advantage of the system. The Chasam Sofer gives another explanation. He says that the Gemara Masechta Yuma, that's Mem Zayin Amun Aleph, speaks about a woman who all of her children were Kohanim Gedolim. And the reason she had the tremendous bracha that all of her children were Kohanim Gedolim, the Gemara says, because she was very careful about tznius. She always acted in a very tznius-digger fashion. So it turns out there was really the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim who had such a strong position in making their children Kohanim Gedolim. Now, if because she is because of her davening and because of her behavior, she had a son of Kohen Gadol, and now it's going to turn out that he's actually going to die because of being a Kohen Gadol and these people being mispalo, she was the one that had to daven that shouldn't help. I saw another pshat that as we said before, the Kohen Gadol, as he entered the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur, he was supposed to be mispalo that amongst Klal Yisrael, there shouldn't be any gilarayas of a dezar shvichstam, there shouldn't be any of the serious averis. And the Bava Rebbe explains, the Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu is mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appoint a leader for Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Yifkar Hashem Elokei Ruchas L'chabosar, Ish Shala Eda, Ashi Yetziv L'fneihem, V'Ashi Yovoi L'fneihem. Ashi Yovoi is the same words, he says, the Messiah says, as the Pasuk says, by a person who kills B'Shagud, V'Ashi Yovoi Sirei Elacht of Eitzim. Yifkar Hashem Ish Ala Eda Ashi Yovoi, the Ish Ala Eda, the Kohen Gadol, who's appointed to the position of leadership in Klal Yisrael, is supposed to be mispalo that there should be that Klal Yisrael should be in a situation ashiyavai, that we should never have a situation of ashiyavai eschaveroi liyar, that there should never be that anybody should kill b'shoyig. Another pshat that I saw, that the Sfasemis asked this question. Are we speaking about people who are such terrible people that they're going to be mispalel that somebody else should die? Is that who we're thinking about in our Gemara? The tefillah that they were mispalel was not that Kohen Gadol should die. The tefillah that they were mispalel was that they should be able to get out of the Ari Miklat. And what happened was, because they were mispalel that they should be able to get out of the Ari Miklat, the mothers of the Kohen Gadolim made it very comfortable for them in the Ari Miklat. And the mother made it very, very comfortable for them in the Ari Miklat. And by the mothers making it so very comfortable for them in the Ari Miklat, they're not going to be mispalel that they want to leave Dari Miklat, because they're going to think to themselves, we have it quite well here. Continues the Gemara. How do we know that all three different types of Kohanim Gedolim that we identified in the Mishnah are a reason for the person to be able to leave Dari Miklat? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana Damakra, V'yashaba Admois Kohen Gadol. The Ksiv, So since the Torah says the word Kohen Gadol three times, we learn from here this halacha that all the different types of Kohan Gedolim are people that the person can leave the Aron Miklat because of. Ask them about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda added a fourth one, the Meshuach Melchama. What's he going to say? Says the Mar, he says, Ksiva Kora Akronim, there's yet another pasuk. The pasuk says, Loshev La Sheves Be'aretz Ad Mois HaKoyin. So there's a fourth Koyin. Ask the Gemara and the Tanakama, V'idach, the Tanakama who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, what's he going to do with this fourth mention of a Koyin Gadol? Says the Mar, Mid like Siv HaGadol, since this pasuk doesn't use the word HaKoyin HaGadol, it just says the word Koyin, we assume the Chame Hanachu, it's referring to one of the Kohanim Gadolim that we already mentioned, not Tanu Koyin Gadol. Continues the Mishnah, Lefikachim Esayim Shekohanim, because this was the case, as we've been saying, the mother of the Kohanim would daven on their behalf that they shouldn't pass away. Says Mar Tama, Blei Matzlu. So they're trying to prevent the people to daven, the murderers, as we've been saying, from davening, because if they're going to daven, there's a real concern that the Kohen Gadol is going to die. The Ksiv asked them, why would the Kohen Gadol die because of their prayers? The Ksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say in Mishlei, Kitzipa Lonad Kedror Lov, Kein Chilas Chinam Leitavai, there's no reason that they should die. The Kohen Gadol didn't do anything wrong. Amar Sava, and the Mefarshim point out that whenever the Gemara uses the word Hahu Sava, it means Eliyahu HaNavi. Mepirke deRav Shmilei, I heard the reason in the shir of Rav. Shayel Levakish Rachmim Al Doiran, there is a claim against the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, as we just mentioned when he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, should have used that opportunity to daven on behalf of these people. And if he didn't, V'lo Bikshu, so that's why they are held responsible. V'ikad demasni, but there's a different version. Kadesh Spalo Abneim Shal Yisloimosu. It was the mothers that the Kohanim Gedolim should not pass away. Tamad Matzlo. So again, ask the Gemara in this version. Only because they davened did the Kohen Gadol not die. Halam Matzlo. If they wouldn't have davened, Maisa, the Kohen Gadol would have davened. But again, my Havala Mevid, what do we want from the Kohen Gadol? It says the Gemara Hochamrinan, in Bavel, they used to say, Tov Yechata V'zinga Mengid. Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Mabeis tells us a story about an individual called Tuvia that did an Aveira. And Zingud, who was an Eid Echad, a single Eid, came to testify against him in Bezdin. And we know that one Eid, when it's not a financial situation, really doesn't accomplish anything. So what he testified in Bezdin was really just Lashon Hara. And he got Malchus for that Lashon Hara. Hasa Amra, and at Yisrael they said, Shchem, Shchem Nosev, Umagabai Gozer. We remember the story in the Chumash that Shem B'chamor wanted a married Dina, and the other people who lived in Shechem were obligated because of what Yaakov's children said to them, that they would have to have a bris milah. So Shechem is the one that got Dina as a wife, and the one that ended up and the rest of the people didn't get anything, but they had to have a bris milah. So I saw that the Aruch HaNer explains that this marshal of Shechem was stated in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael, that's where the story of Shechem took place. And that's why that remained the marshal for this concept in Eretz Yisrael. The other story happened in Bavel, and that's why it remained the marshal in Chutzlarts. To which Amalei Husaba, Mepirka de Rava Shmilei, I heard this in the Shir of Rava, Shaharlan Lavak Shrachma al Dairon, they should have davened, the Kayanam Gedolim should have davened, that nobody should end up killing, Vlai Bikshu, and because they didn't do so, Kihada Ugavra Dachle Ariyi, and the Gemara says there was once an episode that there was an individual who was devoured by a lion, Barachas Tlosa Parasimene, Dribshu Malevi. Three pass away from Shuva Levi. And apparently, Shuva Levi, every day Elio came to visit him. And these days, he didn't come to visit. And for 3 days, it didn't happen. So I saw that the Mefarshim all ask a question. Why when we speak about Yeshua ben Levi, what is the lesson here? Because even if the person obviously was Chayiv Misa, so if the individual was Chayiv Misa, why was Yeshua ben Levi punished? The answer that I saw is that the issue here was that why was this person killed in such a horrible way that he was devoured by a lion? Even if the person is supposed to pass away, but why did it happen in that way? Another pshat that I saw is a concept that we've learned and will continue learning many times, that we know that the Torah tells us the parasha of Egla Rufa. And the parasha of Egla Rufa tells us that if somebody is killed and a corpse is found that we don't know mi kohu, the halacha is that the ziknei ir have to bring an Egla Rufa. And the question is, there's no question that the ziknei ir were not the ones that did anything. So why do they have to bring the Egla Rufa? And the answer is that the answer is that they have to bring the Egla Rufa because anything that happens ultimately is their responsibility. And therefore here too, because something like this happened, it was Rabbi Shuben Levi's responsibility. We have two versions in our Gemara of the discussion why are the Kohanim Gedolim and their mothers. What's the nafkamina between the two versions? According to the first version, they don't ask Minashmayim, they don't have a claim against the Kohen Gadol. It's only if the murderer is Davin, that's when the Kohen Gadol has to be concerned. According to the second version, that even if the Reutzchim, even if these murderers didn't Davin, there's still a claim, there's still an issue against these Kohanim, how did something like this happen under your watch? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Kilas Chacham, a Kalala of a Chacham, a Fila B'chinah Hiba. Even if there's no reason that it should happen, it happens. And the Miri says that this is another explanation to our Gemara, that even though we could suggest that the Kohanim Gedolim are completely innocent, and if the Kohanim Gedolim are completely innocent, so then the issue again arises, why are they held, why should they die? Because since, if the Reutzchim Davin, and the Reutzchim Davin, even in a place, even though they tefillah, there's no room for their tefillah, still it happens. Shemenolam, how do we see this from Achitofel, from the episode of Achitofel? Shebishar Shekar David Shitin, when David HaMelech was digging the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash, Kofa Tahayma. There was a piece of earthenware that was apparently there, and as the Yerushalmi tells us, that piece of cheres covering the Tahayim was there from when the world was created. And the cheres tells David, don't take this away from here, because if you're going to take it away from here, you're going to put the entire world into danger. But David HaMelech took it, and Baal HaMishtef Alma. And there was a situation that the entire world was about to be flooded. Omer, so David HaMelech asked, what's the halacha lichta shem achas l'shem? Could we write the shem Hashem achaskba on another piece of earthenware, or mishma b'tahayma, and throw it down, the lake of b'tuchdeyu, to keep the water where it was? Says the Gemara, like the Amalei Midi, there was no one that was able to respond to that question that David HaMelech asked. Omar, so at that point, David HaMelech made an announcement. And he says, Kol HaYudeya Davazeh, whoever could give the answer to this question, Ve'en Oimrim, and doesn't, Yechonik B'groinai, should be choked. Nosach V'toifel Kal V'choymer Ba'atzma. At that point, V'toifel made the following Kal V'choymer. Omar Lasa Shalom Be'nish L'ishtoi. In a situation where to make peace between a couple. So we have the whole parasha of the Saita, and where the husband is accusing the wife that she did something wrong. And the way to make the determination is by writing the whole parasha and having it erased.
So Ma'al Lasa Shom Bein Ishlish Da'imra Torah Shmi Shenichta B'Kedusha, my name that's written B'Kedusha Yimach Alamayim should be erased. Here, what is the situation of Kol Olam Kuloi, the entire world is in danger, and if this happens, if this water sets forth. By Koshkein, need we not be concerned? Amalei, Achitofel says to David Shari, you're allowed to do so. Kosov, Shem Achaspa, and David Melch wrote the Shem Hashem on a piece of earthenware, and Shadi Tahoima, the Tahoim subsided, Nachas V'Kamaduchte, it stood in its place. Actually, the Gemara says that not only did it subside, but it went down 16,000 amma. And when David HaMelech saw that it went down so far, he says the world needs moisture. And if the water is so low ground, the world cannot survive. So at that point, David HaMelech said the 15 Shara Amalis, and it went up. And at that point, it stayed only 1,000 amma. Why did David HaMelech say that anybody who doesn't give the answer should be killed, b'chanika, should be asphyxiated? So the Marsha explains that we know, we've said this many times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, mida k'nega mida. And if they would have died through drowning, they would have choked to death, and that's why it was necessary to do this. There's a very big discussion amongst the Mefarshim, when did this exactly happen? Because the Marsha and many other Rashi and many other Rishonim ask that David, that Achitofel was no longer alive at the time when David HaMelech bought the granary for Arna HaYavusi, where the Beis HaMikdash was ultimately going to be built. He picked that location only 3 years after Achitofel died. So the answer that one answer is that even before they actually went through the formal process, David Melech already knew that this was the place and this was the designated place, and he started working at that place. Another pshat that the Marsha suggests is that actually this was not the place where the Beis HaMikdash was ultimately built. It was a different place that they thought was a Makom HaMikdash, and that's where this entire episode happened. At that point, the pasuk says that Ksiv v'Achitofel ro'a k'lo nasa atzasai. The pasuk says that Achitofel, that Avshalom, who was David HaMelech's son, rebelled against his father, and Achitofel gave him advice, and Avshalom did not follow Achitofel's advice. Says the pasuk v'Achitofel ro'a k'lo nasa atzasai. Achitofel saw that his advice was not followed. V'yachvish es chamor. He took his donkey, the Yaakov v'yelach abeis v'alira, he went home, v'yitzavah abeis v'yichonik, he ultimately choked himself. The Yerushalmi says that he wasn't so innocent. And in fact, that's why the Mefarshim suggest there's going to be another proof that kills Chacham afil tanai ba, because Achitofel really knew this answer. And why didn't Achitofel immediately offer this answer? The reason Achitofel did not immediately offer this answer is because he wanted that David HaMelech should die and he would be able to become king. So since he wasn't so innocent, that's why he ultimately was punished. But now the Gemara is going to bring another place where we see the Filach Kilos Chacham Atanai Boy. I saw the Mefarshim point out, the Pasuk says, the pasuk here is treating the respect with which we have to treat Hashem's name. But then the pasuk says, "Ki im amokim shivcha Hashem alkechem." What is the connection between the mokim hamigdash and this and lo sasukel Hashem alkechem? But our Gemara is really the answer to that question, because we see in our Gemara that even though normally how much we have to treat Hashem's name with the ultimate respect, here the pasuk also tells us that when it comes to choosing the Makom HaMikdash, it may be different. The Pasuk says, we have another proof to this concept. The Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan, whoever is holding your Avodah Zarah should not live. And that's the reason why Rachel Amenu was died al Aderech and died young because of that klal of Yaakov Avinu, even though, of course, it was never his intention to curse her. And this is the reason I saw that the Knesset HaGdolah says that the minig is that the Sefer Chassidim, I mean, says that this is the reason why we never give the aliyah of the Techacha to a Talmid Chacham, to the Rav, because we don't want that he should be cursed, even though he doesn't deserve the curse. But we're learning here that Kilas Chacham afil atanai hiba. We're also learning in our Gemara how serious it is to make sure that the Shem Hashem be treated with the utmost respect. And this question comes up if somebody is unfortunately going to the hospital where he has some sort of disease, a very contagious type of disease, and they're telling him that whatever he brings to the hospital can never leave the hospital. And whatever he brings to the hospital will have to be burnt. And the question is, may he bring the tefillin? The Tribina Rav and the Shalos HaTshuvos Dovim Misharim says that if you know that that's what's ultimately going to happen to the tefillin, which carry them to Shem Hashem, we may not bring them to the hospital. The Rabbi Yoshev seems to disagree. Rabbi Yoshev says that you may bring them to the hospital, and what will happen will happen. I also saw the Paiskim that want to differentiate how will they be destroyed. If they will be outright burnt and destroyed, then they may not be brought to the hospital, because that represents a tremendous bezoyin to what we're discussing to the Shem Hashem. But if they're going to be burnt in a way which is not that abusive to the Shem Hashem, then there's more room for leniency, because it's not being done in such an abusive way, in such an abusive way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Says the Gemara, as we continue, Amar Avu Kilas Chacham, Afila Tanai Hiba. As we're learning that the klala that a Talmid Chacham gives, even if it's in a situation where the conditions weren't fulfilled, there's still, if it was done that way, it's fulfilled. And that's why we all know the Pasuk in Parshat Tetzaveh says, Ata Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael, and the Shach says that we don't find anywhere in Parshas Tetzaveh, the Zohar says this, the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vim Ayin, Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't forgive Klal Yisrael, Mecheni Na Mesifrecha, erase me from your Sefer Torah. So even though ultimately we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu did forgive Klal Yisrael, but as we're learning now, Kilas Chacham Afilu Al Tanai Hiba, and therefore the klal was fulfilled, and in that parsha we don't find Moshe Rabbeinu's name. And I saw that the Sfasema says that we know in all places we often say the Mida Toiva is Meruba Mida Peronius, that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives good, it's more abundant than klala. So if we're seeing here that the Kilas Chacham Afil Al Tanai Hiba, or the more so that the Birchas Chacham, when a Talmid Chacham gives a bracha, Afil Al Tanai, even if the bracha is just given Al Tanai, it's certainly ba. Menolon, Meili. The Pasuk says that Eli told Shmuel, the Kamala Eli Shmuel, Koyasul Chalakim Koyosef, and Techachim Mimeni Dover. Eli wanted to know how his children were behaving, and he said that you have to tell me. And if not, I give you a klala that your children will not follow on the right path. Vavagav deksiv, and therefore the Pasuk actually says, V'yagle Shmuel is called Dvorim, V'loikichem emenu. Shmuel reported everything. He didn't hold back. Afilach deksiv, V'loichel barim bedrachav. Still, Shmuel's children did not follow in his way because of this klala. Amar Yudah Barav, nidui al tanai, even if a nidui, cherem was given al tanai and it wasn't fulfilled, tsar hafara, they still has to have an hafara, it has to be annulled. Ask them a manola, Yehuda. The ksiv, Yehuda said to Yaakov Avinu, where Yehuda asked that Yaakov Avinu should allow that they should take along Binyamin to Mitzrayim. And Yehuda says to Yaakov, his father, Im loy hevesev elecha, v'tzakta l'fanach v'chatos l'cha kol ha-yoymim. Yehuda put himself into cherem if he won't do so. Amar Rav Shmuel Nachmeni, Amar Yonason, there's still, even though he brought him back, the nidui required to be annulled. How do we see that nidui needed to be annulled? Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Nachmeni, Amar Yonason, my diksev, the pasuk says that Yehi ruve vayomis v'zois lihuda by the birchas Moshe Beinu Pashas v'zois habrocha. Kol Yisrael Abin Shana Shal Yisrael b'midbar, says the Gemara, all 40 years the Klai saw when the midbar atzmoisav Shal Yehuda ayim v'gogolim ba'oran. Yehuda's bones were not able to come to rest in the Oren that he was in. He wasn't able to come to rest. Ad Shavan Moshe Bikush Lavrachman. Until Moshe Rabbeinu began to mispal, Amar Lefana Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Migaron Reuven Shiyoida. Who caused that Reuven should admit on the Aveira that he did when he mixed up the beds of Yaakov Inu? It was all because of Yehuda. The fact that Yehuda, by the story of Tamar, did tshuva, that caused that Yehi Reuven, that even Reuven should also do tshuva. And even though the story of Reuven happened before the story of Yehuda, Yehuda did not do the whole tshuva until this story happened. Another pshat that Darchon suggests is that Reuven did tshuva immediately, but he did not do tshuva in a public fashion. Only after Yehuda did tshuva publicly did he do tshuva. V'zois l'Yehuda, Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. Says the Gemara, at that point, when Moshe Rabbeinu made that tefillah, what happened was, all Avri l'Safra, his bones came together. However, Lo Yakov Ma'alei L'Masifta Rekia, he was still not able to come and be part of the discussion in the Yeshiva Shamala. So Moshe Rabbeinu davens, Vel Amav Tevienu. So he was allowed into the Yeshiva Shamala. However, Lo Yakov Yodol L'Mishkul L'Mitrach, B'Shmatz Bad Rabbani, he couldn't keep up with all the other Talmid Chachamim. Yodav Ravloi, he should be successful. Lo'av Yodav Frukei Kusha, but he wasn't able to answer difficult questions. And as I saw the Mashah explains, that to be able to answer questions, but not be halacha l'maisa, is not good enough. He wanted him to be successful in his learning. Ezer Mitzarev Tia, that he should be able to completely be successful in learning. I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the word Haidah means that Yehuda, Reuven thought that the way you do tshuva is through sakvatainis, doing different things to put yourself into pain. What he was taught by Reuven, by Yehuda, is that the main part of the tshuva is that a person should be moida. He should admit what he did wrong. And when a person is able to admit that he was what he did wrong, then his tshuva is sincere. Ibailu. So the Mishnah spoke about three different types of Kohanim Gedolim whose death is the reason a person goes out of the Ari Miklat. So ask the Gemara, Ibailuhu, B'misas Kulanu Chayzer, when you have all three of them, Idilma B'misas Echmem, Toshma. So we're going to learn in the Mishnah soon. Nigma Dinoi, if the Ritzeich was sentenced, B'loi Kohen Gadol, was when there's no living Kohen Gadol, and then only after the sentencing is a Kohen Gadol appointed, then the halacha is any yotz misham loylam, he can never leave the Ari Miklat. Vim Isa, if the halacha is that any one of these Kohanim's death is the reason that he could come out of the Ari Miklat, l'hadu b'dahanach, why doesn't he leave the Ari Miklat, even if the Kohen Gadol wasn't there, but maybe one of the other type of the Kohanim Gedolim, their death. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya, because it's talking about Bedeleka. There is no body who fits any of the categories that are mentioned. And since there's nobody that fits any of the categories that are mentioned, that's why he's stuck in the Ohel Mikveh forever. Says the Mishnah, Mishnigmar, if after Mishnigmar Dina, as we just discussed, after this person was sentenced, Mace Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol passes away, Hareza Ein Agoila. This person doesn't go out to Golus. Im Achlei Nigmar Mace Kohen Gadol, but if before his sentencing, the Kohen Gadol passed away, Umana Achatachtav, and then they point a different Kohen Gadol, and then Achim Kan Nigmar Dina, and then there's the sentencing, the Alochi is Chayzim Misasoi Shalosheni. So when that second appointed Kohen Gadol passes away, that's when he's able to leave the Ohel Mikveh. Nigmar Dina B'loi Kohen Gadol, but if when he was sentenced, there was no Kohen Gadol available, and then a Kohen Gadol is appointed, but if at the time of his sentencing there was no Kohen Gadol, then the halacha is that that person that will never be able to get out with the misa of the Kohen Gadol. And as the Tosfos Yontov explains, going back to what we discussed early in the shiur, why is this person's life, being in the Ohel Mikveh, so connected to the Kohen Gadol? Because the Kohen Gadol should have davened that this should have never happened. But that can't be if he wasn't the Kohen Gadol. There was no Kohen Gadol to daven. Not Alocha Hayir Kohen Gadol. The person who kills a Kohen Gadol, or Kohen Gadol Shaharag, or Kohen Gadol that killed somebody B'shayig, those individuals, Eina Yotze Misham Loilam, never leaves the Ohel Mikveh. There's a machloikus rishonim. If there's a different one of the types of Kohen Gadol, will the death of that individual allow for this situation for him to be able to leave the Ohel Mikveh? Veni Yotze, furthermore, says the Mishnah, a person cannot leave the Ohel Mikveh. Loi le Eidus Mitzvah, if there's a need to somebody to say Eidus about the new moon. Veloi Eidus Mammon, if he's need to say testimony in a financial situation. Loi le Eidus Nefashos, or he's needed for Dina Nefashos. Vafilu Yisrael Tzrichmeloi, even if Klai Yisrael need him. Vafilu Saratzva Yisrael, even if the general, Kiyoy Ben Tzruya, is there, any Yotz Misham Le'olam doesn't leave there forever. Shnei Mashenos Shamar, Shamtei Derosoi, Shamtei Hemisosoi, Shamtei Kvarosoi, he has to remain there forever. And the way I saw the Mefarshim explain this Gemara, the Ratvaz has a very important halacha. This Gemara teaches us a very important halacha. As much as there's a halacha that a person has to do everything for Hatzolos Nefashos, Hatzolos Nefashos is never at the price that it may if it's going to put you at risk. And therefore, in this case, where this person, if he's going to go out of the Ohel Mikveh, he's putting his life in danger with the Goyel Adam. If he's putting his life in danger because of the Goyel Adam, we see from here that he doesn't have to give up his life. There are those that want to differentiate what is the chances of him being able to save somebody else, and that they use that as a nafkamina, but that's not the pashup shot. The halacha is that the halacha is dependent on that he doesn't have to give up his life. So indeed, I saw the Klaus Magareba explains why not. Because the Gemara just said, well, let's say he's a general and all of Klai Yisrael needs him. Says, we're not sure that that's what Klai Yisrael needs. What we know is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And just because we think that it's this person being out there, it doesn't really mean that that's what is absolutely necessary. Says the Mishnah, Kshem She'ir Kalatas, just like the Ohel Mikveh, has the ability to, anybody that runs there is safe. Kach Tchuma Kalat, everything that's in the Tchum, the 2,000 Amma of the city, have that ability. Says the Mishnah, Ritzayach Shiyotz Mechutz L'Tchum, if Ritzayach leaves the Tchum of that city, U'matzoy Goyal Adam, and the Goyal Adam meets him, Rav Yosef Goyal Mitzvah Yad HaGoyal Adam, there's a mitzvah for the Goyal Adam to eliminate him, Rishus B'Yad Kol Adam. Everyone else may. Kivayim Rishus B'Yad HaGoyal Adam, the Goyal Adam has the right, for Kol Adam, everyone else, the Aloch is Chayov Nalov, they absolutely cannot get involved. My Tama, what's the reason that if he was sentenced and then the Kohen Gadol dies before he actually even was in the Ari Miklat, he won't even have to go? Amar Abaya, to which Abaya answers, we learn the following Kal V'Chomer. Umishu Gol Kfar, if somebody who already went to Golus, Yotza Achshav, will leave upon the death of the Kohen Gadol, Mi Shloi Golo, somebody who was never in Golus, Enedin Shloi Yigma. Says the Gemara, we can make a counter argument. The Dilma, Hai the Gola, the one that was in Golus, so the combination of the Golus and the death of the Kohen Gadol is what makes him that he should have a kapara. Hai the Loi Gola, but this individual who was never in Golus, Loi, he needs to have a kapara. How will he have a kapara if he doesn't go to the Ari Miklat? Says the Gemara, Mi di Golus kamechapra. It's not the Golus that brings the kapara. Mi says Kohen Gadol the mechapra. What affects the kapara is the passing of the Kohen Gadol. And since the passing of the Kohen Gadol is what is here, that's why he goes out. Imach loy nigma dinoi. We learned if before he died, before the sentences, the Kohen Gadol died, and they appointed a new Kohen Gadol, and then he was sentenced. Again, with the death of this new Kohen Gadol, he'll go out. Menani Mili, Amar of Kana, Dama Kro, V'yoshaba Ad Mois Kohen Gadol, Ashamashach Oysu B'Shem Rekoydish. So the question is, V'chi Hu Mashchai, the Ritzeich didn't make him the Kohen Gadol, Elze Shenimshach B'Yomav, as long as he became a Kohen Gadol before he was sentenced. Says the Gemara, but why is the Kohen Gadol held responsible? He wasn't the Kohen Gadol when this happened. So my havelay lemevid, what should he have done? Says Mar Hoy Levakish Rachmim Shiyig Medina Leschus. He should have davened that this Ritzayach should not be sentenced v'loy bikesh. So how, asked the Mefarshim, could he have davened that they should make a mistake? So one pshat that I saw is they shouldn't make a mistake. They just shouldn't sentence him to Golus. Another pshat that I saw is that he should have davened that the entire Bezdin should say that he's guilty. And we've learned previously in our shiurim that if the entire Bezdin says that he's guilty, then he's freed. Amar Abaya, Naktinan, Nigmedina, if the person who killed B'Shogig was sentenced, Umeis, and he died before he went to Golus, Melichan Esat Mesav L'Sham, we take his bones to Ari Miklat, Diksiv Loshev L'Shevas B'Eretz and Mois Kain. V'ezi Yeshivish B'Eretz, what type of yeshiva is in the ground? Have a oima zekfura, he's buried there until his bones are taken there. Tana the Brisa says, Mace says, let's say a Ritzeich and Ari Miklat died there because he died Kohen Shemes Kohen Gadol before the Kohen Gadol died. Melichin Atzmaisov Al Kivrei Vaisov, we take his bones back to his family plot. The Ksiv, when the Kohen Gadol ultimately passes away. The Pasuk says, Yashiv Ritzeich al Eretz Achuzasoi, Eze Yeshiva Shebe Eretz Achuzasoi. What does that mean? Havayim is a Kfura. He has the Kfura once the Kohen Gadol passes away. He's able to leave the Ari Miklat no matter if he's alive or not alive, because as we've been learning, at the time that the Kohen Gadol passes away, he has a Kfura. Because he has a kfura, that he has a kapara, that's why he could go back to where he comes from. And that's one of the reasons why we say Yisker, and we mentioned Neftarim on Yom Kippur, because we see how the life of the Kohen Gadol is so connected to the people who are no longer alive anymore.